From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. The city and borough of Juneau announced two closures at a popular hiking spot next week to clear up rock slide debris in the area. Public Services Manager Lauren Varelli says the Park Maintenance Division will be excavating the debris on Basin Road on June 15th.
This is very frequent with rock slides there, and we usually do at least one of these a year.
Workers will be excavating the road with heavy equipment between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Nearby Perseverance Trail will also be partially closed to the public between June 15th and Friday, June 25th, between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., except on weekends. Varelli is asking any park patrons to obey signs in the work zones.
Just mind our park, like the park staff instructions or if there's any signage in the area while they're working.
The city also says access to Granite Creek Trail and Silver Bow Basin will be limited during work hours. In other news, a section of land along the Lemon Creek side of Thunder Mountain in Juneau has been identified as a potential landslide hazard. As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, a group of researchers and emergency management experts hiked into the area to assess the risk this morning.
Juneau Emergency Programs Manager Tom Matisse and his team gathered in the parking lot of Zontakahini Middle School to share their findings. For starters, Matisse says there's no immediate danger.
But I think it's just important to recognize we found some obvious signs and we have some ways to start to track those.
Matisse says they're examining cracks in the landscape, places where the mountain has sagged, and they plan to measure those over time.
We want to know how active the concern is. If we went up and looked at those cracks in the mountainside this year and they were 6 inches apart, and we came back 6 months later and they were 6 feet apart, we would know that we had a really active concern.
The team used a combination of light detection and ranging, or LIDAR data, and pictures of the landscape to identify the area as a hazard. Matisse says he's hoping the general public will also help them keep an eye on it through what he called citizen science.
People that are looking at these things, people that are hiking in the mountains and paying attention, if they see obvious gaping cracks opening up in places, maybe they'll bring them to our attention.
Geologist Brettwood Higman is part of the research team. He owns a small nonprofit called Ground Truth Alaska, which aims to educate others on Alaska's natural resource issues. Last year, Higman helped identify an area of land that could potentially crash into Barry Arm of Prince William Sound, northeast of Whittier, Alaska.
One of the things that jumped out when we were looking at that is it's a super obvious instability. It's something that any geologist could have identified. You don't need much expertise. And yet, even though thousands of people visit that area, nobody had noticed it.
Higman says that was a red flag and a sign that maybe researchers needed to spend a little more time looking for the obvious. That's what prompted him to identify other sites like this one. Unfortunately, Matisse says even with careful tracking, an extreme rain event or earthquake could cause an unpredicted landslide at any time.
What I would say after my walk today is that if it's been raining for the last 2 weeks and it's an earthquake longer than 20 seconds and you live at the bottom of a mountain, you should probably go somewhere else.
And even if they get a pretty good idea of when the slide is coming, Higman says there's no way to prevent it from happening.
Sometimes people say, oh, can we just go and, like, if we know it's going to fall anyway, let's just let it loose right now so at least we know when it's going to happen. Maybe we can do it in little pieces. There isn't really a way to do that.
That means with the exception of being 100% evacuated, there's no way to prevent damage or loss. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
Now to Skagway. The National Park Service is planning two projects in the Skagway area. One is a redesign of the Chilkoot Trail parking and welcome area in Dyea, and the other is a new dormitory in downtown Skagway's historic district. KHNS's Mike Swayze has the story.
The Chilkoot Trail is one of Skagway's most iconic attractions. Tourists from across the globe come to retrace the footsteps of gold seekers racing to Dawson City over the rugged mountain trail during the Klondike Gold Rush of 1898. The area in line for upgrades includes an interpretive map, a rustic outhouse, and a couple of dirt parking lots that get overwhelmed during busy summer seasons. There are multiple upgrade plans being considered by the National Park Service, and they include a new visitor kiosk, a restroom, a river overlook, bike racks, benches, interpretive panels, a passenger drop-off zone, and improved parking. Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park Superintendent Angela Watts says steps have been taken to reduce impacts on rare plants and animals like the boreal toad.
One of the mitigations that we've taken when we were looking at different alternatives and designs was to move it as closely as we could to that bridge side so that we could get out of the prime toad habitat. There are some rare plants in there as well, which would include like an orchid and a violet, and those can be transplanted.
Watts acknowledges that the Taya River is constantly eroding the riverbank and changing the river's course, but she says the area they are considering for the upgrades shouldn't be affected.
The USGS did a study on the movement of the river and the hydrology of the area, and that is an area that it's not expected to cut into the bank like we see over in the old Dye town site.
The plans and environmental impact studies are available for review and public comment at parkplanning.nps.gov. The public comment period closes on June 21st, and there will be a public presentation of the plans at the historic William Moore Cabin on 5th and Spring Street in Skagway on June 15th at 6 p.m. Another project the Park Service is planning is a new dormitory in the downtown historic district of Skagway, which will house up to 12 seasonal park employees. But the project is facing pushback from members of Skagway's Planning and Zoning Commission. On Tuesday night, the Park Service argued three relief requests in front of the Skagway Board of Appeals. They won one appeal, which allows them to build the dormitory without a fence. They lost an appeal about reducing the size of two of the four parking spaces allotted for the tenants. And the last appeal is still undecided, which involves how many feet need to be between a fire escape window and the property line. The dormitory will be located on the corner of 4th Avenue and Broadway Street, with the front of the building facing 4th Ave. Watts says she hopes construction will start by the end of June. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Back here in Juneau, for the first time in nearly 15 months, Juneau's Chamber of Commerce met for lunch in person. McHugh Pierre is president and CEO of Gold Belt Inc. He's also on the Chamber of Commerce board. He said the board decided to host an in-person lunch after looking at the community's vaccination level. Just over 60% of the total population is fully vaccinated. Pierre said meeting with more than 50 other people at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall on Thursday is a kind of reward for community members, but it was also a little awkward.
Definitely see people trying to get used to engaging even in this relationship, right? To see a reporter and work, you know, close contact, it's great. But a lot of people are unsure. Sometimes people don't know if they want to fist bump or shake hands or hug. And I think really it's out of respect. It's respect for their friends and neighbors to make sure that they don't step over someone's boundary, inadvertently.
The event was unmasked, though staff for the lunch wore them. Pierre said that was refreshing, too, especially for members who have been keeping each other company over Zoom for more than a year.
I love seeing everyone smile. You know, we've learned to show it with our eyes, but now we can do it like we're used to, use our entire face for expressions, and it just feels good to welcome everyone and see the joy.
Congressman Don Young was the featured speaker, but he only spoke for about 5.5 minutes.
I was an old school teacher. You know, the attention span of a fifth grader is 5 minutes. You know, the attention span of adults is 4.
Young spent about half an hour taking questions about everything from energy and mining to tourism to the job market and locally grown foods. And in other news, Anchorage's outgoing mayoral administration is asking the local assembly to make changes to the city's criminal code. so that it says, so that it would allow for more effective prosecution of child or vulnerable adult abuse cases. The Anchorage Daily News reports that some people said during a recent Anchorage Assembly meeting that they were concerned the proposed changes could make it easier for the city to prosecute parents for disciplining kids in reasonable ways. For more on this and other news stories, you can go to ktoo.org. This is KTOO News.